trying to walk somewhere where you'll be able to hear me over the Purdue band. I think I'm far enough. Oh, isn't that lovely? I started right as all the fans have their arms around each other singing their version of Alma Mater. That's just a wonderful moment for me. Things I enjoy. Fun stuff happening. You know, the worst feeling is losing to a team you know isn't very good and watching their fans celebrate like they're great, because you can't say anything. You have not an ounce to say you're not very good, because it's 44. I don't even remember the score. 44-19. Like, I have no ground to stand on. Like, all these happy people, I'm surrounded by it right now. They're all singing their school song. And they don't appear, at least. And, you know, I feel like when they play good teams, they'll get... Well, they have, right? You know. They lost... What were they? 1-3 coming into this? 1-4? 1-3. So they had some inkling that it's going to take a while. But to give them 44-19, you can hear it. Here, I'll just let you. I mean, if I got to be tortured, you bring you along with me. Can you hear that stupid drum? That's the stupid drum. It burns. Who doesn't? Nobody actually likes that drum. A Purdue team with our former defensive coordinator beats us 44-19. And with that former defensive coordinator, might I note, got a first down at the 1. 2-0. I want to say it was 2:13 with the clock running, and they had 20 on the play clock, which meant they could have V-formationed at like 1:55 and then, you know, three knees and not put that last touchdown on the board, but they did. Again, they can do whatever they want. I'm talking about like my emotion of, oh God, we're going to get 40'd. And, you know, look, I just got on the elevator from the press box down to the stands, and two old Purdue dudes just yucking it up. Well, you know why Illinois gave up 44? We got their defensive coordinator. Yuck. What can I do? Stand there and freaking eat it. I just have to stand there and take it. Just my stomach in knots, my teeth grinding, and I just have to take it. You know, my emotions, my fan emotions in that moment are, bro, you're going 4-8. Shut it. But I can't. There's no way I can. We didn't just lose. We got owned. can't convert third downs. Killing drives with penalties, keeping their drives alive with penalties. Carbon copy. That's probably what the name of my article is going to be. Carbon copy. I did tweet that, right? I did tweet that. This sheriff guy is trying to listen in, wondering what I'm doing. Maybe I'll get arrested. Oh, you heard me say that. I'm seriously going to get myself in trouble. We got a fat man in the north end zone saying something about arrested. We got a code cheese. Code cheese in the north end zone. God. He's seriously staring at me. Oh, can I take a picture while I'm... No, don't take a picture of a cop, idiot. I hope you can hear all that. Oh, God, they keep hitting that stupid thing. Look, this is just, I mean, this is my life. Like, this is, I know how to do this. I've done it so many times. I know this path. I know how to cross the creek ahead by, you know, I know where the little stones are and so I can cross the creek without getting my feet wet. I know how to do this. I'm prepared for this. I know what comes next and what I'll have to do with my emotions. But why did it have to be our defensive coordinator, and why did it have to be 44-19? Why did it have to be freaking Purdue? Why does that cannon have to live here? Look, I know you're wondering why, and I just responded to somebody, you know, like, why? Somebody asked me on Twitter, why are we bad in year three? Like, I thought year three is always our year. I pointed them to my preview. You know, first 3,500 words of my preview, I called it the gap. I looked at what other teams, I think I even looked at what Purdue had done, like how many starters they went for in the portal. And how we just didn't do that. We have chosen long-term development over let's just find some starters, and the next year we'll find some starters, and the next year. And it's left a pretty big gap right now because we've leaned heavily into the Lovie players, a specific set of Lovie players, and we really haven't played many Bielma players at all yet, like other coaches have. And that's why they're good in year three and why we're struggling in year three. And that was my concern. That was my concern, is like, this is probably good for the long-term health of the program, that we're not just trying to, well, we'll just go to the portal every year and we'll find the right players and we'll just keep this rolling. That's probably good for the program. But my fear was this. My fear was another 5-7 after a January bowl. And as I watch Purdue hit that stupid drum over and over, and as I hear that stupid train horn, I have to just sit here and take it. Like, this is the kind of score that, like, I'll hear from, like, my aunt or something. Like, this is the kind of score that people will reach out to me to check on my health. I'm not even joking. Like, I have, you know, 36-some texts in my phone right now. I can almost guarantee some of those are, hey, just checking in. Like, I know what comes next, man. Like, I know how to do this. I wish I didn't, but I know what to do next. Like, I'm not, like, if you're wondering if I'm in some, like, oh, I have some question about Bielma. I don't. If you're wondering if that's some kind of like, oh, well, you're friends with him and that's why you say that. No. Like, I've shared that if we went, you know, 5-7 last year, the things that I saw are good for the long-term health of this program. I've talked forever about making long-term decisions instead of short-term decisions, about putting coordinators in place for a long time, about doing the same thing, recruiting to it over and over. I'm finally seeing that. It doesn't change my mind. This just means, 5-7 is now likely, right? If not 4-8. And that means, God, you know what I'm hating right now? Those of you who listened to the entire podcast series this summer, I think it was when we were doing the 2000 season. Maybe it was 02, maybe it was 08. Anyway, one of those seasons, we're talking about what happened. We went to the Rose Bowl, or we went to the Sugar Bowl, and then 5-7. And I said, I hate myself, but I have to say it. This next season sets up exactly like those seasons. Guys go off to the NFL. Roster depth isn't there. 5-7. And I went to bed that night just like, oh God. I've been feeling really good about, we won 9 Big Ten games our first 2 years. I've been feeling really good about the direction of this program. But, I just had this moment of you're right, but this is that kind of year where Sid, Quan, Spoon, Chase go to the NFL, and we don't have that kind of star power to offset our depth, and we tumble. And so then when I'm writing the preview, it's still in my mind. I wrote about Indiana. Remember how Indiana was ranked preseason in 2021 and they went 2-10? That's our kind of thing here. Everybody thinks, oh, the program is fixed. Well, it takes a lot to win in the Big Ten consistently. For Ryan Walters, say they go 6-6 this year. It doesn't really mean anything until it's done in the long term. And the way we've chosen to go about it, and developmental program, and, what did Purdue get? 17 players. They have 9 players straight from a portal. They went to big schools and did that. Should we do that? Maybe. We've chosen not to. We've chosen that leaves you short. That leaves you on a roller coaster. We need to be development, have it in place, and keep it rolling. And the players you're going to develop with is Bielma's first class, which is redshirt freshmen and sophomores this year. And it's going to be a bit until those are the Sids and Quans. So, I still see it all long-term the same way. This is, the choice was not to portal. We had the second fewest portal losses. And, we didn't go after, starters who aren't starting at LSU. We haven't done that kind of portal thing. Is it a mistake? Might be. Is it a positive for long-term health? Might be. We'll see. But I just didn't see this. I did not see 44-19 to a Purdue team that just did that. A Purdue team that went out and said, look, Brom left because the cupboard was bare with all those guys leaving. We got a portal. I just didn't see us losing 44-19 to that team. Are the defensive coordinator issues? We just gave up 44, right? Have we given up? We might have given up more points than, I'm going to have to look that up after I get off of here. We might have now given up more points than we did all of last year. It's really possible at this point. I'm trying to do the math in my head, but I'll have to do it when I get off here. Are there coordinator issues? Sure. Did we do the exact same thing and get no yards from points because of penalties and third down conversion issues? Yes. Did we once again fumble at the exact wrong spot on the field? 1,000%. fumbling in the end zone is the worst thing you can do on a football field. And, you know, 19 points. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. But, gotta say it. I'm not quitting. You can't make me ever leave this team. I was hoping I wouldn't have to deal with this feeling ever again, but it's back. And I guess the hardest part of today is the knowledge that 9-9 in the first 2 years in the Big Ten, I think we can officially say now that didn't prevent the roller coaster. It's not onward and upward. It is still up and down. And this was down. Go, Lana.